Welcome to Perfectly Imperfect, the podcast for high-achieving perfectionist women struggling to see their worth in motherhood. With me, Rhea Oliver, owner of the Maternal Wellbeing Foundation and emotional health coach and therapist for anxious mums. I believe that when a woman truly finds herself in motherhood, it is often for the very first time in her life. Only then is she able to shed the weight of expectation, conditioning, judgment, and her worth being tied into productivity. And that this is one of the most freeing journeys a woman can go on. So join me while we delve into being perfectly imperfect and step into being uniquely you in motherhood. So today I want to talk about this whole I'm a good girl but I'm a bad mum syndrome that I see in so many of my clients. And if there is one thing that I have seen the most over the years, it is that women and mothers pride themselves on being the good girl but constantly berate themselves for being a bad mum. The two things just cannot actually be true at once. And if your perfectionism, people-pleasing, good girl ways were actually working, there would never be a thought in your head about being a bad mum because you'd be perfect at it, right? So this is where the good girl complex gets, well, kind of complex, because you can actually see day in, day out that being perfect isn't working, that people pleasing isn't making you happy, and that being the good girl is exhausting. Not because you're doing it wrong, not because you're failing at it, not because you're not trying hard enough, but because you are setting yourself up for failure by having impossibly high standards that actually no human could ever possibly reach. And why do you do that? Why do I see this so much in the women that I work with? It's because being the good girl felt safe for you as a younger girl or a woman, so you want to keep on doing it. At one point in your life, being the good girl really worked. And so we keep like chasing the high of that. Well, let's do it again because it worked once. And not only that, but let's do it again and again and again, because now that's what people expect of me. So you're constantly chasing this need to be a certain type of person, even though day in, day out, you can see that that's actually not working for you. And it's driving your anxiety or spiraling you into overthinking and worry. And this is because being the good girl, being perfect, being this all-round like high achiever was once your thing. You were the person that got the good grades, the high-flying job. You were the successful academic one, and you want to be able to keep on proving that, because looking after the needs of others, you have been taught, is your job as a woman or a mother. So much of what is on your shoulders, that weight on your back, is your conditioning over what other people expect you to be in order to benefit them. And you've now got a belief that in order to obtain all of those things, in order to be the good girl, in order to always be perfect and bend over backwards for everyone else, you have to sacrifice yourself. You can see the layers of conditioning that are going on here. And you can hopefully see that within that, this isn't just who you are. This isn't just part and parcel of how you were born or your personality. These are habits that have been born out of your need to please other people, because that's what they expect of you, because that's what you've been told you've got to do or be or say as the good girl. And you've taken it all on board. You've internalized it all. And now it feels like it's intricately a part of your personality and your genes and just who you are, and it's really not. Now, what I also see a lot of is women that get to the point where they have this realization, I've been the good girl for so long, I've done the things perfectly, I've bent over backwards for everybody else, and now all of a sudden I feel really stifled by it. It's too much, I don't want to do it anymore, but I've no idea how to step out of that. Because who am I without all of these things? And how is everybody else going to feel if I'm not always doing all of the things for them? And I see this a hell of a lot in women that have come through motherhood. There is something unique about motherhood in that it does change you, and it is absolutely meant to. But you come through motherhood and the bending over backwards and the people pleasing, the perfectionism habits get tested to within an inch of their lives until you start to recognize that this doesn't work. It worked for me pre-kids, in relationships, in jobs, in who I am as part of my family unit. Now I've got my own family unit and motherhood is out of my control and things are not perfect. And you know, your kids grow up and you get to a point where it doesn't matter how much you bend over backwards for them, you can't fix everything with a cuddle and a bit of milk and nap traps. Things get different, and so it forces us to be a different person as well. Now, I see this a lot with women who have just had their last baby and they're starting to get a bit of time back for themselves again, and this is when disaster hits. Or so it feels. This is actually a friggin' awakening. Like, embrace it, allow it to come. Because this is your blinkers lifting. This is you saying, oh my gosh, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know who I am without these habits. I don't know who I am without my kids needing me as much as they once did. And now I've got to figure out who that version of me is. But in order to figure that out at that particular stage in life, I need to let go of some of the stuff that is just really not working for me anymore. And you are left in this space of a bit like a blank canvas. Like, this is a total refresh. It's a let's wipe the slate clean and start over kind of moment. And as women, I talk about this all the time with my clients. As women, we have these start over moments a lot through life. More so than men, I would say. But I'm not a specialist in dealing with men's mental health side of things. Because we go through transitions in our younger years. And then obviously we go through puberty and your body changes and everything about who you are and what you like, it all changes. And then we kind of enjoy our teens and 20s being carefree and uniquely us. And then you go into motherhood and you've got to find a new version of yourself. And we continually find new versions of ourselves as the kids sleep through the night, as they need us less, as they go off to preschool, as they go full time at big school, as they go off to secondary school, as they move away to university and we become empty nesters and they go on to settle down and have their families. And then we go through perimenopause and then the menopause. Like, we are always in a constant chain and cycle of what should be growth and personal evolution and development. What we do instead, because we often don't recognize that, is fight against it as hard as we possibly can, because we're like, no, but I'm used to who I was and I want to keep being this person. I haven't got the bandwidth or the headspace to think about, well, who am I now? Again, another transition. But if we can think about it as like, these are the most freeing things you can do for yourself, because you don't want to live in a space where you are constantly the same person and doing the same things all of the time. Allow yourself to ease into that growth. It feels scary because you desperately want to be in control of it happening. But these natural transitions and changes that we go through in life are really what makes life life. And I have learnt to embrace those transitions. I really thought that once I was a grown up, I'd have it all sus because that's what it looks like from the outside. And once you're a mum, you need to have all the answers because that's what it looks like from the outside. So I have learned to really embrace these transitions and changes of being a really natural, normal and healthy part of adulthood and really getting to know yourself on a deeper level. And as you allow yourself to lean into that, it becomes much easier to let go of all of that conditioning and all of the expectations of what other people think you should be doing. Now, your belief as the good girl is that you have to have things perfect. And the more that we tell ourselves these things over and over and over again, the more they start to feel like a fact. But the need to be perfect is not a fact. Nobody's expecting it of you. But the more that you do these things, the more that people recognize that's what they do. The expectation wasn't there in the first place. You've kind of built that up yourself by continually holding yourself to these high standards. But your beliefs about needing to be the perfect mum or the perfect wife are not facts. In fact, they're not even real. That is just a thought you once had that you can't let go of anymore. That's all it is. And now you've created such a rigid set of rules around it. You've tied your worth into it. You've told yourself that to be perfect, you have to be obscenely busy 24/7, that you could not possibly slow down or relax or have a day to yourself. How many times have you said to yourself, there just isn't time for that. I don't have time to sit and do my hobbies. I don't have time to sit and read a book. And the more that you tell yourselves these things, the more it feels like a fact, but they are all just a set of thoughts. You can't ever catch a break. Of course you can't, because you're always trying to do things perfectly and tell yourself that you're failing, which drives you to just do more and be more. But again, that is all tied into a set of thoughts and then a set of habits that are linked into those thoughts that you cannot let go of right now, but you will be able to let go of them. So you're feeling all of these things, you're telling yourself all of this stuff, you're creating all of these stories about what it is to be a good girl and to always be perfect. And you often do it all without complaining, and you do it all with a smile on your face. And now you believe it without question, because actually I'm telling myself I've got to be the good girl and I've got to be perfect and I've got to people please, and I'm doing it. I might be telling myself I'm failing and I'm not good enough all day, every day, but I won't take too much notice of that side of things. I am doing it and I am coping, therefore it must be needed, which is just another layer of story that you're telling yourself. But actually, all of these beliefs that you have that feel like a fact have become the cage in which you are now trapped, which is what's making life feel really stifling for you right now. And then you wonder why you are burnt out and stressed out and unhappy and teetering on the edge of a breakdown more than you care to admit. And you'll blame it on other things, other people, external things, rather than looking internally and saying, what kind of a life am I creating for myself? When am I going to allow myself to just let some of this stuff go? Because it's actually not getting me anywhere. You are stuck on that hamster wheel of needing to be perfect, telling yourself that you're failing, doing more, trying to be more perfect, tell yourself you're failing in a bigger way, so let me do more again and bend over backwards more and run myself into the ground. And it's getting you nowhere. There's no growth happening when you're stuck in that hamster wheel of life. You need to start cutting yourself some slack. You need to start recognizing how these habits have become so second nature and so driven on autopilot that you allow them to happen without ever questioning what's going on. You are telling yourself all the time that you are a bad mum, that you are failing your kids, that you are responsible for everybody's happiness, that you are a failure and not good enough. And it simply has to stop. Because on the other hand, you're saying, but I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. And some of these habits, like, oh yeah, I'm a perfectionist. I like things to be done a certain way. We say them so flippantly, almost jovially, as though it is something to be admired, or, you know, it's something to be laughed at. But these things, they have to stop, because it is too much pressure for one person to constantly think and feel all of these things. Because the more that you are focusing on all of this stuff, the more you are losing yourself. And then it does feel really hard to figure out what you do as you get more time. What do I enjoy? Who actually am I? You don't have the headspace right now to be able to figure that out when your belief systems are so strong. So you have become your own worst enemy. You can't be the good girl and a bad mum at the same time. We need to find that sweet spot in between where you are actually just uniquely yourself. You're not holding yourself to the standards of the good girl complex and being the good girl and the dutiful wife and the high achieving businesswoman. And you're also not constantly chipping away at your confidence and your self-esteem by saying, but I'm a bad mum and I'm failing my kids and I'm not good enough for them. We need to be in that sweet spot in between where you are just you, warts and all, where you take that pressure off, where you remove those belief systems, you take away the doubts, the overthinking, the worry, and you are not always playing a role, but you are just being yourself. And notice in those moments, you might have glimmers of it right now. There might be certain situations or certain people that you're with where you're like, God, I feel so free. I feel just like myself when I'm with them. Notice in those moments how there isn't any overthinking. There isn't any worry. How your shoulders relax, your jaw unclenches, and you feel content. We need more of that in our lives. But every time you step into a place or a phase or a season where you feel like you're having to be the good girl, you're having to be perfect, you're having to bend over backwards for everybody else, that is taking you further and further away from being just you. So why would you be a good girl in so many areas of your life and believe that to be true, but then a bad girl in the one area of your life that matters the most to you, which is motherhood? How can those two things coexist? Really, the answer is they can't. So we need to start working on changing your perspective and your driving force from being the perfect good girl to being good enough. Everything that I do is good enough. The effort that I put in today was good enough. The way that I parent my kids is good enough. The way that I show up in my business is good enough. Warts and all, strengths and weaknesses, achievements and failures, and anything and everything in between. It is okay to realize that you might be better in some areas and not in others. It is okay that things aren't perfect because they are never going to be. I cannot say that enough. Now, I've had a lot of people say to me over the years, God, how do you do it all? You're such a great mum. You're a super mum. You're doing all of these things. Not because that's what I choose to put out into the world. I don't want people to look at me and believe those things to be true. But because of the way people filter the snapshots of my life that they get. I had a mum actually come up to me. I might have said this in one of the other episodes in the school playground to say, I just want to ask, how do you always make sure your hair looks so nice when you've got three kids and it's 8:30 in the morning and we're trying to get everyone to school? And I'm like, oh, I really appreciate that you've said that. It's not always how it feels from my point of view. Sometimes my hair is done, sometimes very much not so. But that was obviously her perception. And so if her perception of me is that, what impact is that having on her to think, well, now I need to try and emulate that as well? Whereas the reality for me is that's not the case at all from my side of things, but all you're seeing is a snapshot and then believing that that is my whole existence. So I don't put out into the world the super mum persona because I know that that is not a persona that I want to try and hold myself up to because it just doesn't happen. But when we think that is going on with other mums, or she seems to have it all together, her kids seem so well behaved, they all look so nice all the time, it creates feelings of then that must mean that I'm not good enough. And again, that is all just a set of thoughts. None of it is true. Because I don't get a lot of stuff right as a person, as a mum, as an individual, as an anything. I'm okay with the fact that there are failures, if we want to call it that, is such a harsh word. But I choose not to see bad moments as failures. I choose not to beat myself with that stick. I choose to see any things that I don't get right as learning points, as ways to grow, as ways to challenge myself, as ways to try new things. Because to me, failure, or just simply getting things wrong, it's not really a failure. It's just it didn't work out, and that's okay. I choose to see them as a freedom, because it gives me the ability to be like, okay, that's not really the person I wanted to be today. I was a shouty mum, or I was feeling irritable or really off. What can I learn from that? And when we can learn from those things, it gives you freedom to choose. How do I want to be? What matters to me? What things am I recognizing in myself that I need to work on? Because imperfection is freedom. Imperfection is your ticket to freedom. And I'm going to do a whole other podcast episode on just that concept itself. Imperfection is freedom. Whereas perfection, people pleasing, the good girl complex are all traps. Each time you get caught up in that trap, each time you are continually telling yourself you've got to be perfect, you've got to bend over backwards, you've got to be the good girl, you are creating a bigger and stronger cage around yourself. And every time you put yourself in that cage, and every time you start feeling trapped, a little bit of you, who you really are underneath it all, gets forgotten. You are not a bad mum. You are also not a good girl. You are just in between. You are you. But at the moment, with those habits taking over, you are choosing to step into a role of the good girl that feels safer, that feels like your comfort zone, that feels like you're more in control. You're not in control. The only control you have over anything in your life is your emotional control. And when you're stepping into these roles and you're being the good girl, your emotional control is rock bottom, because it actually makes you spiral. So you are just you, actually, uniquely you, uniquely human, winging it through life like the rest of us, and just seeing what happens. What if you just strip all of that back and just see what happens? How do I feel if I'm not trying to be perfect? If I'm not trying to be the good girl? What happens? What doesn't happen? You'll be expecting the worst case scenarios. Those things won't come to fruition. So what if I could just click my fingers and take it all away for you? Take away the good girl complex, the perfectionism, the people pleasing. What difference would that make in your life? How would you show up differently in your life, in your relationships, at work, with your best friends, within your family? Really imagine yourself without all of that on your back, without the perfectionism, the people pleasing, the good girl complex. Imagine the image of that now. What do I look like if I'm not those things? And notice within that image how different you look. What's different about the way that you hold yourself, or the way that you would move through life? And you might be able to imagine those things for a little split second before you say to yourself, but that'll never be me. Or this is just who I am. This is just the way I have always been. And that also is just a set of thoughts that you have told yourself so many times that it now feels like a fact. It's not a fact. That's just your way of keeping yourself safe, of stopping yourself from having to step into your or out of your comfort zone and do the work on the things that you already know are presenting a challenge for you. This is how strong your beliefs are, that how you think, feel and be feel like they are set in stone. This is just the way it's always been. And then you tell yourself you have no control over these things. But if all of those things come from you, if all of those thoughts come from you, if all of those beliefs come from you, at the moment you are reinforcing them every single day. But if all of these beliefs and the roles that you play in life have come from you and come from the way that you think, and therefore the way that you feel and the way that you behave, if you created all of that because at one time it was your safety blanket, you are also in complete control of uncreating all of those things too. What I see so many times is women who believe that they are the good girl and also a bad mum, because children actually are so bloody good at holding up a mirror to you, to your real self, and making you confront what you have kept hidden for so long. The good girl complex is your way of hiding your insecurities, hiding what you believe to be failures and things that are not good enough, and presenting this perfect good girl image. Kids see through all that BS and they're like, I'm going to hold a little mirror up here and show you that what's going on is not quite right. They trigger things in you that you had buried deep. Sometimes this is genuinely what I believe kids are put on this planet to do, to help us to evolve and step into that next level of who we are, because they can trigger things in you that your best friend can't, or your partner can't, or your parents, or whatever, your adult social circle aren't going to want to step into. Kids do that in a very unique way because they are uniquely themselves. So think about the things that trigger you in your kids, and recognize how some of those triggers are actually what's going on for you. So if you've got a kid that is so uniquely themselves and, I don't know, maybe is outside of societal norms or is very loud or doing all of these things, what that might trigger in you is like, oh God, I was never able to do that. So let's try and shut you down. Let's try and make you quiet. Let's try and get you to conform. It's not about them, it's about what it makes you feel. And that's exactly what kids do. They uncover really easily what's sitting underneath your good girl complex, which is a hell of a lot of anxiety, self-doubt, feelings of failure that you hadn't expected they would be able to see nor draw out of you. So the storm you are fighting inside is being torn between the facade of being the good girl and the stuff you had compartmentalized and buried and hidden really deep, that when exposed can make you feel like a snappy, shouty, moody, irritable, on edge, anxious, maxed out, overwhelmed mum, because you got all this stuff rattling around in your head that you don't say out loud because you're too busy masking it with the good girl complex and a smile and a can-do attitude and a let's just keep busy so I don't have to think about all of these things. And you tell yourself you're a bad mum because of it. No. No. You're not a bad mum. You've just got some stuff to deal with. Haven't we all? That's okay too. So you can be authentically you as a person and as a mother. You can be in a place where you are entirely self-accepting of where you're at, the things that have happened in the past. And be also able to think, what do I want for me in the future that enables me to step out of these roles that I play? So that you can teach your kids to do the same, so that you don't inadvertently teach them to also be good girls or good boys and sacrifice their own needs as they grow up. Because you wouldn't want for your kids to see them making themselves uncomfortable in order to make someone else feel comfortable. It's okay to want the same for yourself. It really can be as simple as that. And I use simple really loosely there, because in order to get to that place where you are no longer the good girl and you are definitely not telling yourself you're a bad mum, but you're just in between being you and learning and growing and seeing what happens and taking each day as it comes, that can take some work to get there. But you can get there. You've just got to get out of your own way first. So start to notice the areas in your life where you realise that you are feeling like you are being the good girl, or you feel the pressure to be stepping into the good girl complex. And notice the areas in your life where you tell yourself you're a bad mum. Both of those things will be happening all day, every day. Notice it, observe it just for today. Oh, this is me being the good girl. Oh, but now I'm telling myself I'm a bad mum. Oh, no. So now I'm back to being the good girl, because as soon as I feel bad, I want to do more to counteract that and to prove my worth and to show everyone that I'm amazing. get really curious in both of those moments about what is actually going on here, what is being triggered within me, what am I getting back from this? So when I'm the good girl, do I get that moment of like, oh, somebody noticed that I've been really good, or that I've bent over backwards, or that I got something perfect? When you get that positive payoff, you want to keep doing that thing. But also you might get a payoff from telling yourself, oh, I was a shouty mum today, so that must mean I'm a bad mum. Because if I tell myself I'm a bad mum, I'm in control of that negative feedback. I'm used to feeling this way, and that makes me feel more in control. So notice what's going on at both ends of that spectrum and what you might be getting back from it in that moment. Notice if how you're feeling or the things that you're telling yourselves are helping or hindering you. Be curious about what can I do differently? If I'm feeling the pressure to show up as the good girl, what can I do differently that helps me to show up as my authentic self? And maybe say no to things or put boundaries in place. I would love to hear what comes up for you as you take yourself through those few questions. Observe it today, because they will both come up several times through today, I am sure. Ask yourselves those questions, slow it all down, recognize those cycles happening and the impact emotionally and mentally that it has on you. And drop me a DM or drop me an email and let's really start to unpick that, because what lies beneath it all is a whole life of freedom that you can't see or feel yet, because you are stuck in that cage of, I'm a good girl but a bad mum. And that is not a place you want to be for much longer. Thank you for listening to this episode of Perfectly Imperfect, the space for perfectionist mums wanting to find their worth and themselves in motherhood. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to find out more about my services or how I can support you, find me on Instagram at Maternal Wellbeing Foundation, or drop me an email on Rhea@thematernalwellbeingfoundation.com.